Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7. The royal family is further distancing itself from Prince Andrew hours before a posthumous memoir from his accuser is published. A Buckingham Palace source says fresh allegations should be examined in the proper and fullest ways. The King's brother has always denied sexually abusing Virginia Giuffre. The royal author Robert Hardman believes Charles is fed up with the distraction.
I think the palace have come to the end of their tether with Prince Andrew. It was, after all, the King who pushed for him to set aside all his titles and honours. And I think it's another indication that Prince Andrew is out on his own.
Donald Trump has said he doesn't think Ukraine will win the war with Russia. The US president also told reporters, "I think we'll get there," when asked about ending the conflict. The Met Police won't investigate non-crime hate incidents anymore. It's after the case against comedy writer Graham Linehan was dropped. He was arrested at Heathrow Airport last month over trans-critical social media posts. England's chief medical officer says children were forced to spend too much time indoors during the pandemic, which had a harmful effect on them. Professor Sir Chris Whitty has told the COVID inquiry there should be a more liberal approach than the initial stay-home message in March 2020. But he insists school closures were needed to prevent further deaths.
What I am confident about saying is that had schools not closed, and based on the evidence we had at the time, the peak of the pandemic would have been higher. And that would have had, obviously, direct effect from deaths from COVID in the first wave.
Amazon's cloud services unit has been struggling to recover from a widespread outage. It knocked out thousands of websites along with some of the world's most popular apps. The underlying problems have now been fixed, though. And Danny Rowell has been appointed Rangers' new head coach on a 2.5-year deal. The former Sheffield Wednesday boss will take charge for the first time in Thursday's Europa League clash with Brann in Norway. And that's the latest. I'm Simon Inglis.
Cardiff Council is facing an epidemic of workplace sexual harassment, according to a poll by Unite Union. They found over one in five workers there had been sexually assaulted, with the union stating it exposed a culture of sexual harassment at the council. The poll of workers, which uniquely was sent to both men and women, found over one in five, 22%, had been the victims of sexual assault while at work, travelling to work, or at a work-related occurrence such as a conference. An 18-year-old man has been charged with murder after a woman was hit by a car last month and died. The incident happened at Heel Trelai in Cardiff just after midnight on the 27th September after a driver crashed into three pedestrians. Shelley Davis, 38, from the Cairo area, was injured but died at University Hospital Wales in Cardiff on Saturday, police have said. Kian Bateman appeared for a short hearing at Cardiff Magistrates Court earlier today and was remanded in custody until a hearing at Cardiff Crown Court. A new retail space in Penarth has opened its doors, powered by students at Uskela Derry. Hubbub is a fully functioning retail space designed to give young people with additional learning needs the opportunity to gain real work, world experience and lifelong skills. It's hoped the project can help students prepare for future employment after leaving the school. And the Welsh Museum Festival has announced the return of the Wales History Trails Passport Challenge. The challenge is inviting families and history enthusiasts to discover the heritage found in 34 museums from October half term until the end of the Easter holidays. The challenge gives families two opportunities to win prizes by attending one or six museums during the period. In sport, just one Vale team is into the next round of the Welsh Cup following the second round on Saturday. Barrytown United claimed a 5-0 victory away to Aberystwyth Town, having also knocked the Seasiders out of the MG Cup earlier in the campaign. Llantwit Major were knocked out on penalties by third-tier Cumbrian Town following a 1-1 draw in 90 minutes in the Wimmel Lane. Meanwhile, Dinas Powys drop out of the cup following a 3-1 loss home to Cardiff Dranconians.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information.
On the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio. Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
This is Pro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So what have we got to bring you on today's show? So we've got an action-packed show of sports that have been taking place across the Vale, including your Vale teams that have been involved in Welsh Cup football action, and we're going to be seeing how your Vale teams have been getting on in the domestic rugby league. We're also going to be taking a quick look back to this time last week when Wales were taking on Belgium in the international football qualifiers for the World Cup. But all that and more yet to come at Pro Radio.
Thank you.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio. And in Welsh Cup action, Barrytown United are the only Vale team to head into the third round of the Welsh Cup. And Barry did that by claiming a 5-0 victory away to Aberystwyth Town, having also knocked the Seasiders out of the Nathaniel MG Cup earlier in the campaign. And it was Yian Owen who opened the scoring in the first minute at Park Avenue, and then Ollie Holbutt scored a hat-trick of headers before Owen netted again to complete a comfortable afternoon. But Llantwit Major were knocked out on penalties by third-tier Cumbrian Town following a 1-1 draw in 90 minutes at Windmill Lane. After Rhys Llewellyn's opener for Llantwit was cancelled out by a stunning long-range strike by Cumbrian midfielder Christian O'Donnell, an enthralling shootout ensued. Both sides scored all of their first seven penalties before Llantwit goalkeeper Riley Allen saw his effort saved by his opposite number, and Cumbrian captain Sam Davis then scored to send the three-time cup runners-up through to round three. And Dinas Powys, they were also knocked out of the cup, but they were the fifth-tier side and they welcomed a JD Cymru's South opponent, Cardiff Draconians. And three goals by Samuel Roberts in the first half, and two of them were just minutes apart from each other, secured the win for Draconians. There was a consolation goal for David Etluti for Dinas in the 74th minute. So, with Barry still in the cup, the third round draw will be broadcast and will take place on the Red Wall Plus, and that'll be on 8 p.m. on Thursday. And just on the border of the Vale there, Coirilili were also in Welsh Cup action and they played Morriston Town. Liam Bishop scored inside the first 5 minutes for Coirilili, and an early second half own goal doubled their lead. Joseph Rees scored the third and that secured Coirilili's place in the next round. And on Tuesday, Coirilili play Newport City at home in the Cymru South. And looking forward to matches that are taking place about the teams that we've just spoke about there. So Barrytown, their next game, that's away to Bala. And Llantwit and Majors, their next game is Saturday, and that's at home to Ynys Albion. And Dinas Powys on Saturday, they're also at home to Pencoed Athletic. And but Barry Town women's team, their next game's at TNS, and that's at home on Sunday. So next up, we're going to be bringing you league action from your teams around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Ydych chi'n rhiant ym Mro Morganwg? Ydych chi ymwybod am wasanaethau, digwyddiadau, gweithgareddau a chefnogaeth sydd ar gael yn lleol? Yna siwradwch y gwasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd y Fro. Gallwn eich gysylltu â grwpiau cyn ysgol a gweithgareddau blant a phobl ifanc. Dewisiadau gofal plant a chymorth gyda costiau gofal plant a gwasanaethau cymorth i deuluoedd gan gynnwys cefnogaeth i blant sydd ag anableddau neu angenion ychwanegol. Ffoniwch y Bari 704-704 neu chwiliwch y wasanaeth gwybodaeth i deuluoedd Bro Morganwg.
Planning to move house in the new year? Then set the wheels in motion today with Chris Davis Estate Agents. We've three offices across the Vale and we'll give you an honest valuation designed to get you moving fast. Now's the time to get those photos taken too, so we can get your property listed on Rightmove, On The Market and Zoopla quicker than you can sing Auld Lang Syne. Let our family move your family. Search Chris Davis Estate Agents.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the laundry rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the laundry rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online. Bro Radio.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler, and some more football action that took place around the Vale. So on Saturday, Ely Rangers, they were away to Porthcawl Town and they drew that match 2-2. And it was a Joseph Joyce penalty in the first half, was cancelled out early in the second half by Harrison Coughlin. Michael Morgan saw red for the home side, but that didn't stop Finn Jones restoring their lead. Before sub Morgan Cole scored late in the game to rescue a point for Ely Rangers, and that now leaves Ely Rangers sixth in their league, and on Saturday they're away to Treharris Athletic. And then on Friday, Cardiff Airport, they were away to Seven Sisters and they won that match 2-1. It was Niall Chin in the first half and Theo Richards in the second for Cardiff Airport. But Tito Anderson did score a goal for Seven Sisters, so that made the game just a little bit more interesting in the closing stages. But Cardiff Airport held on to victory there. And Cardiff Airport are also sixth in their league, and on Saturday they're at home to Kevin Kruiber. And I think now we're just going to have a quick look back at international football now. So Wales were playing Belgium on Monday, actually, a week ago now. And this was a game I was really looking forward to, and I said there was going to be goals in the game. And after I said that, I thought, oh, I've set myself up for fall here. It's going to be 0-0, or it's going to be a scrappy little 1-0 victory. But I was not let down by goals. Unfortunately, the score went the wrong way, so it was 4-2 to Belgium. But Wales did put up a really good performance. I mean, Belgium were like eighth in the world or something like that, and they seem to be a team that we always manage to score against. And it started really well. Scored inside the first 10 minutes, and I was like, "Oh, here we go!" But then two penalties either side of a Meunier goal sort of gave Belgium 3-1 up, and when it was 3-1, you still think, oh, there's a chance. And then Broadhead went and popped a goal in as well. It was 3-2, and you thought, here we go. There's about 7 minutes, 8 minutes of time left in that game. And then Leandro Trossard goes at the other end, and sort of it was the final blow, really, 4-2. Although Wales did keep pushing, so, and did almost get a third there. And when you look at it looks, oh, we've lost twice to Belgium. But as I said, Belgium, top 10 team. And, you know, yes, we've conceded 8 goals against them, but we've actually scored 5. And out of the 8 goals that we've conceded over the 2 games, 3 of them have been penalties. Now, it's always interesting when you sort of watch domestic football, be it English league, or you watch the Cymru Premier or the Cymru South, of handballs and penalties, and they're always great talking points. And VAR's there to was supposed to be there to limit the talking points, but I think there's still some more talking points. And I think the first penalty, I think that was really unlucky. It was kind of fired in at close range. Where do you put your hands? Where do you put your hands? And was he intentionally going to try to block the ball? I think only he will know. But, you know, it's the rules. And it was given against us. Would we have, if the shoe was on the other foot, would we have wanted a penalty there? Yeah, more than definitely. And I would have definitely been leading my living room protests that should be a penalty there. As for the second one, for me, it's like kind of like a tired little effort. Although when you looked at the replay, it wasn't as straightforward handball as it first looked. Yes, he moved to there, but he wasn't far. And I know they talk about this shirt line of how far up the arm the ball can be. But when you looked at it, it wasn't far from being sort of upper arm. And I know in some leagues you can get away with upper arm there. But I think it was sort of the exaggeration of the movement towards it. So, yeah, looks bad. Conceded 8. 3 of them are penalties. And let's just say at least 2 of them were could have gone either way. And I think the third on a different day as well might have not been given. So, is it bad for Wales at the moment? It's not great. It leaves us third in the pool for qualifying. We are currently behind now Belgium and North Macedonia. We're 3 points behind North Macedonia, but they've played a game more than us. But we still have to play them as well. So if we can manage to beat them and win our last game, that puts us second in the league, which puts us in a favourable playoff position. And if we do finish second, I think I talked before the qualifiers about the campaign, and I think I said Belgium would top the group. Liechtenstein and Kazakhstan would be sort of at the bottom on there, and I said I think Wales will come second to Belgium and have to qualify through the playoffs, and that could play out. So, you know, it's one of those. It's what could have been, because we've been very unlucky against Belgium. But actually, if we finish second, that's probably where most of us were expecting them to finish anyway. So, and it's a, you know, we're scoring goals as well, and you can't knock a team there when they're putting the effort in and they're scoring the goals. But let's just see what happens in the next two games. We desperately need two wins out of there just to make sure that we finish second in the group. So it's not over for the World Cup there, and so, you know, the World Cup's in America there as well. So it'll be sort of nice to get out there, and it'll be nice to get into another World Cup. It's one of those, we haven't been to one for many years, and then sort of two come along at once, and that's going to be brilliant for Wales, and you know, just a feel good factor for the sport, and hopefully that'll trickle all the way down to the levels, towards the grassroots levels, and also helped with the female the women's game, as well as the men's game in Wales. Although it looks bad on the results of it, I think by the time the group's finished, I think we'll be very happy with everything that's going on there. But up next on Bro Radio, we're going to be switching the sport, and we'll be turning our attention to a rugby that's taking place around the Vale here at Bro Radio.
Just can't rely on you.
Yeah, you got that good stuff, but that don't last.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And as I said, we're going to be switching our attention to rugby. And Barry secured their second victory on the bounce, but they had to survive a nervy finish to a tightly contested match. The victory was almost snatched away as Llanisham plundered a fourth try in the dying minutes, only for the conversion to drift wide. A relieved Barry then kept the Lions at bay without too much difficulty as the clock ticked down. If the score was the other way round, I would have been gutted, was the post-match view from coach Matt Silver. Anything less than victory would have been harsh on Barry, who were marginally the better side for most of the match, particularly in the scrum, which constantly drove Llanisham back, and following a penalty, surged over the line for what proved to be the winning try scored by Evan Prosser, 10 minutes from time, and Morgan Prosser converting. But the lineout once again proved something of a challenge for Barry. As Silver acknowledged, if your lineout is hitting 30 or 40%, you've got to make it up somewhere else, he said. There was lots of energy in defence. We filled the field well, but line speed could have been better. We let them come at us a little bit too much, and they're a dangerous team. We've come to Llanisham away a real quality outfit, and we've kept them to 22 points, and we've managed to contain them enough to win. If it was a bit boring in the first half, I apologise to nobody. But from the sidelines, it certainly wasn't boring, with both teams prepared to play entertaining, fast open rugby, with the result in doubt until the death. Certainly something of an emotional roller coaster for supporters of both teams. Barry started well, Will Lewis putting them in front as he rounded off an excellent handling move in the 11th minute. Morgan Prosser then converted, and Cam Williams got the second following the scrum and pressure on the line after 37 minutes, and Prosser again converted before landing a penalty from the halfway line with an interval lead of 17 points to 5. But Llanisham hit back in the second half and levelled the scores before Barry's scrum restored a narrow lead and set the match up for a nervy finish. And Barry now, they host two cup games at the Reservoir Field now on Saturday. In the Division 1 Cup second round, the first team take on Division North. What North leaders, Pwelly, the youth team start the defence of their WRU National Youth Plate by hosting Rubina in the first round. And elsewhere in the rugby around the Vale. So in League One, East Central Penarth, they lost their first game of the season. They went down 10 points to 17 against Caerphilly. So in the League One, East Central, Penarth are still top of the league there, and Barry are in seventh place. In League Two, East Central, Llantrip Vardar were playing Cowbridge, and Cowbridge beat them away 37 points to 14, and Cowbridge are currently sitting fourth in the league there. And in League 3 East Central, Llantwit Major were at home to Clenfnoid, and they won that game 41 points to 3. And Dinas Powys were away to Fairwater, and they lost that game 38 points to 24. So that leaves Llantwit Major fourth in the league and Dinas Powys ninth in the league. And unfortunately, in Division 5 East Central, Open Athens were supposed to take on Glenoch, but that match was postponed, and the same fate befell Sully Sports in Division 6 East Central, as they were supposed to be playing Tondu, and that game was also postponed. So that's your local rugby, and it's the excitement building towards the autumn internationals now, and it's getting really exciting now, because Steve Tandy actually announces his first squad for the autumn internationals on Tuesday, where he will unveil the players that will play matches against Argentina, Japan, New Zealand and South Africa at the Principality Stadium. As we all know, Wales are Currently sitting 12th in the world rankings. They did manage to stop the 18-match test match losing streak after defeating Japan in July. But this will be, it'll be an interesting selection to see who Steve Tandy picks in, and to see how he's likely to play, what kind of game he's going to play. So I'm looking forward to it. And there is sort of, Tandy is returning to Wales after 6 years, but he did have a stint as the Ospreys coach there as well. So it's really exciting. We all know I love the Autumn Internationals. I think it's going to be a good series. I think hopefully it'll be competitive. And what I really like about the matches on this series is normally we play a team like New Zealand as first game. But we've got them third, which means everything's in the international window, and we're not straight out against them. So if we can get onto a bit of a roll, Argentina are no walkovers. Gone are the days where you'd know you'd get a tough game against Argentina, but Wales would always manage to scrape a win somehow. And as we know, even in July, yes, we did get a win against Japan, but they did beat us in the first of that test, of that two test series. And they're no mugs as well on there. But it just means that when we do play the likes of New Zealand, we have had a couple of games behind us. So maybe things will start clicking and gelling a bit more. And particularly if we can get a win against Argentina and a win against Japan, we'll be going into that sort of certainly full of confidence. And that is kind of my prediction. I think we'll win two of the games. And I think we will, unfortunately, I think we'll lose the other two. But my gut feeling is really tough game against Argentina, but I think we might just do that there. I think we'll beat Japan again. It'll be a tough game. It's not going to be like of old where we were putting like multiple points on them. I think there's going to be maybe, oh, I'm going to nail my colours to the mast here. I think against Japan, I think there's going to be maybe 8 to 10 points between us. And then I think we'll put up a good fight against New Zealand. I think we'll be in it with 60 minutes gone. And I think New Zealand will do what they do, and they'll power away after 60 minutes. And South Africa, you never really know. We did go through a phase, particularly South Africa, being that one Southern Hemisphere team that we used to, have a bit of success over. But I think that's kind of changed in the last couple of years. But I'm making all these predictions now. I'm going to wait for the man in the hot seat to make his team selection, and then everything I've said may go out the window, and I may have a different thought on how I think the games will go. But it's always really exciting, and it always seems a good atmosphere, the Autumn Internationals. And it will also sort of give us some idea of what to look forward to under Steve Tandy's tenure, to see how he's likely to play, and let's see how the Wales team respond to it, and let's just get behind them all and hope for good performances and good matches. We've still got some more to talk about here at Bow, including some news about Wales, well, particularly Cardiff, looking at putting a bid together to host a World Cup in 2035. And I'll bring you the information about that coming up here at Bro Radio.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. If you're all going on a summer holiday, call Vale Taxis, as we'll get you there on time. Barry's Vale Taxis offers fixed-price airport transfers. And if you book a return, we'll even check the arrivals board to make sure we arrive when you do. Even if your flight lands early. Oh, and book it in advance to save 10%. For airport transfers, call Vale Taxis on Barry 747666 or search Vale Taxis Barry and download our app.
Oeddech chi'n gwybod y gallai ffiniau ward eich cyngor newid yn fuan? Mae Comisiwn Democratiaeth a Ffiniau Cymru yn adolygu'r trefniadau etholiadol ar gyfer Bro Morgannwg, ac mae newydd gyhoeddi ei gynigion drafft. Mae'r Comisiwn yn gorff annibynnol a noddir gan Lywodraeth Cymru a sefydlwyd i adolygu ffiniau etholiadol, ac mae am glywed eich barn ar ei gynlluniau. Darllenwch y cynigion a lleisiwch eich barn cyn y 12fed o Dachwedd ar arolygoncymru.cymru.
What's in the box?
With Daniel Matthew Estate Agents.
We kicked off another week of What's in the Box with another caller going past five rings. It means we add £5 to the prize pot, meaning it's currently worth £245. But what's in the box? Register play at broradio.fm/box, where you can find all the T's and C's and the incorrect answers so far.
Bro Radio's What's in the Box with Daniel Matthew Estate Agents, your local property experts. Pop into their office at 14 High Street, Barry, or visit danielmatthew.co.uk.
Life never stands still, but memories can. At Shutter Hire in Dinners Powis, we're here to freeze life's precious moments. From pregnancy and newborn sessions to unique family portraits documenting your little ones as they change and grow. Shutter Hire is here to capture those special moments so you can cherish them forever. Shutter Hire, your local photography studio in Dinners Powis. Find us on Facebook, Instagram or at shutterhire.co.uk.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at what's been happening with the Cardiff Devils as they've been in action. And it's been an unfortunate weekend for the Devils. And that started when they suffered a nail-biting shootout loss to Glasgow Clan as they were beaten 3-2 at home. The Devils did take the lead in the first period as Ben Davis was assisted by Connor Capone to make it 1-0. But Devon Sideroff equalised for the Clan before Josh McDonald regained the lead for the home side. Then Glasgow made it 2-2 in the second period with Canadian forward Tristan Langan scoring. There wasn't much to separate between the two teams throughout the contest, and in the third period neither team managed to break the deadlock, so the scores remained level after overtime as well, and Glasgow Clan took the match winning point, emerging victorious from the shootout on there, and then that meant that left the Devils, they failed to make it 3 wins out of 3, and they sit fourth in the Elite League table. But on Sunday then, the Devils travelled to Sheffield for their Challenge Cup match. And the Devils were punished by Sheffield Steelers 4-1 in the Challenge Cup. And it started off really cagey with the first period ending scoreless and not much to separate between the two teams. But then the Steelers came out with intent in the second period and they made it 3-0 within 10 minutes with goals from Mitchell Hurd, Jack Doherty and Robert Dowd. And that basically took the game away from Cardiff. And a fourth goal from Mitchell Barnes at the beginning of the third period put the game well and truly out of reach for the Devils, but there was a consolation goal there from Joey Martin, so that did give the away fans something to cheer about. But that's a big loss that is for Cardiff, because they have to beat Guildford Flames in their final Challenge Cup qualifying game, and that's on the 2nd of November, to have any chance of advancing to the next round. And in the standings in the Elite Hockey League, the Devils, they're currently sitting fourth in the standings on 5 points. Granted, the teams around them have played, some of them have, like Glasgow, they've played 7 games, so Nottingham Panthers are sitting top. They've played 5 and they've got 9 points. Glasgow Clan have played 7 and have got 8 points, and Manchester Storm have played 4 and got 6 points. And then you've got the Cardiff Devils sitting in 4th. They've played 3 and they've got 5 points. So they've got games on the teams above them. They do have to be a little bit careful though, because Belfast Giants are sitting just a point behind them and they've played a game less than them, and a lot of the teams below them have all played the same number as the Devils. But ice hockey, it's kind of that funny old sport where they play a few matches in quick succession in a week, and 2 or 3 wins, and especially at the early stage of the season, they can really shoot up the table. So it's a solid start, but I think they would like to probably get a couple more wins on the board and push them closer to the top of the league there. Still to come at Bro Radio, I'm going to tell you about the World Cup potentially coming to Cardiff in 2035 here at Bro Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And Cardiff, they're putting together a bid to be one of the host cities for the FIFA's Women's World Cup in 2035. Cardiff's council have published a report showing its intention to host football matches when the tournament it comes to the UK. Cabinet members at the local authority will be asked to agree to signing of a host city agreement. And if approved, a final bid will be submitted in November. And a final decision on host cities isn't expected until FIFA have officially appointed the host country, and that will be in April 2026. And in England, they've twice hosted the Women's Euros, but there's never been a major women's tournament on home turf for all four nations. And the Football Association of England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland submitted a joint expression of interest to host the 2035 Women's World Cup, and that was back in March, shortly after the UK was taken forward as the only country to have done so. So that's good news, and that's something to keep to look out for as well. The women's game is quickly expanding on there, and I think figures from like the 1990s World Cup was about 1.25 million, and by 2023 that's grown to nearly 2 million. And when it was in Australia and New Zealand, and the figure is expected to go to 3 million and beyond in the next couple of years after 2031. So it's interesting. So we're going to keep an eye on out and see what happens there, and I'm sure any news about that we'll be able to find on Bro Radio. But just remember, we are the Vale's local radio station, so we are looking for stories of sport from around the Vale. And if you've got any stories that you think I should be talking about here at Bro Radio, then what you need to do is get in touch with me using the email address. That's sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And you could tell me all about the sports club or the team that you think I should be talking about. Even better, I could ask you to come along to Bro Headquarters and you could tell the people of the Vale all about the sports team or club that you're so passionate about and you think the people of the Vale should hear all about. But up next on Bro, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is
Bro Radio. A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
If you want to have your say about life in the Vale, now's your chance. Because Let's Talk About Life in the Vale is a countywide survey that gives local people the chance to share their experiences of public services and their priorities for the future. You can help Vale of Glamorgan Council shape decision-making of the future. Oh, and if you take part, you could win a £50 Love to Shop voucher. To have your say, simply search Let's Talk About Life in the Vale.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is...